And finally, it's a snowy day here in D.C. on top of what has already been a record-breaking winter in these parts. Now, if you're in the Mid-Atlantic region, officials are asking people to stay home, if at all possible, and leave the roads clear so cleanup crews can do their work. But some people have to get into their cars and brave slippery streets. And some will get stuck. To help us sort through how to get out of this particular predicament, we've called upon our own director, Rob Sachs. He often looks at ways to get out of sticky situations on his podcast, What Would Rob Do? So, Rob, what would Rob do?
Well, Rob would do a lot to try to get out of this because this has been an historic snowfall. Now, Michelle, the D.C. region normally gets only about 22 inches of snow per year. The record for snowfall in D.C. was set back in 1898, 1899, and that was 54.4 inches. It looks like we're going to beat that record.
So we're not whining. This is really serious business.
Yes, but for us, you know, 54.4, okay, that's crazy. But go out to places like Washington State, Mount Rainier, they get snow accumulations in the hundreds of inches.
So we are whining.
Yes.
Okay, so what can we learn from these folks who really... do experience snow?
Well, I caught up Mark Carson. He's the co-owner of Fred's Towing, which is in Washington State. And he says, now, if you're stuck in a ditch, watch out for those Good Samaritans.
A Good Samaritan will come and they'll happen to have a tow strap and they'll hook up wrong and pull your front bumper off or bend stuff that ends up costing you more money. And a lot of times it actually makes the job harder for us because they go further in the ditch.
Oh, no.
Yeah, so you're like, oh, I need some help. And then some guy comes up and rips off your bumper. So that's not good. So he says, leave it to the pros.
Okay, what else?
Well, if you're not in a ditch per se, Carson of Fred's Towing said, you really only need two things.
A lot of these people can get out with just a little bit of sand and, you know, having a small shovel in their trunk.
The idea is to get some traction underneath your wheels. So you want to dig out around your wheels, and you want to put down that sand to get the traction. Now, I also heard kitty litter is a really good thing. The one other thing Carson says is watch out for spinning your wheels because this can make things worse. What you want to do is try to rock back and forth slowly. So inch up a little bit, go back a little bit, and this rocking motion will hopefully get you out of that jam. So don't spin, rock back and forth.
Okay, good to know.
So, and I hope, Michelle, if all else fails, you can call me up. I'm going to come. I'll push behind your car. You always want to look for the burly guys walking down the street who will help shove your car from the back in case you're really stuck. So I've been working out, Michelle, and I'm going to help you out in case that should happen to you.
Rob, you forget that there's a picture on your podcast.
Oh.
We can tell what the truth is.
Okay.
That's our director, Rob Sachs. He also hosts the NPR podcast, What Would Rob Do? An Irreverent Guide to Life's Daily Indignities. He's the author of a forthcoming book by that name. Thanks, Rob.
My pleasure, Michelle. And since we've no place to go,
let it snow. And that's our program for today. I'm Michelle Martin, and this is Tell Me More from NPR News. Let's talk more tomorrow. And I brought some corn for popping. The lights are turned way down low. Let it snow, let it snow, let it snow.